podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Is everybody ready to start? Is everybody recording? Everybody's
yes.
Mics work? Does everybody have proper volume?
I'm good. Fuck! I didn't watch a shitty movie! Son of a bitch. It was my week, wasn't it?
Yep. Noah, did you didn't watch a shitty movie either, though, did you?
Nope.
All right,
Noah, we are equals.
I hate you both.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, we answer some listener email and talk about a bunch of movies, including Maleficent and 22 Jump Street. And when you hear this sound... that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
It's so tan. Must be summertime.
We're back from outer space.
We just walked here in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I almost fucked that up.
No, you did. You fucked it up.
I did. I was going to try to get by with an almost, but no. Tim's going to call me on my bullshit.
That's right. That's bullshit right there. I'm calling it.
Oh, fuck you, Andy. You stumbled over lyrics that you didn't just have queued up right immediately.
You gotta cue that shit. Or don't do that shit.
It's true because it rhymes.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
Wow. That went so smoothly. I don't know what to do now.
Let's just call it a day.
All right, everybody. It's been a great week.
2 weeks.
Well, no, it's just been one great week. The other week was...
All right.
The other week could have tried harder. Let's be honest.
We could have. We didn't.
We're Tancast. Why try harder when you don't have to?
Except no quality. Tancast.
One of those needs to be a tagline on the site.
Which one?
I don't know. I'm going to decide later.
Well, since I know we don't have to make room for anything major at the end of the show, let's do some tan laughs.
All right.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank
you so much.
Listen, I need to find out what's programmed inside this.
What?
Stop it.
Oh, I have a major announcement for the end of this show.
Oh.
But you have to wait. No, I'm just
kidding. Did your third testicle descend?
My third one? No.
Still waiting on that one?
My fifth one, however.
Oh.
Third one's still up in there. All up in his guts.
Just making cancers.
Just like I am with your daddy.
Jesus, no.
All up in your guts. All up in them guts. Guts, guts, guts. All guts, all the time.
All guts, all the time. Yeah!
Yes.
All right, so this tan laugh, these two tan laughs are from Chelsea. Not Kelsey.
Clinton? Carter?
Chelsea or Kelsey?
All right. What's brown and sticky?
A stick.
A stick.
Yes! Okay, now there's two ways I'm going to tell this joke. The first way is as she meant it. What do you call a fish with no eye?
Walleye.
Fish.
Andy's right. Fish. Now, what? I'll read it the way it was sent. What do you call a fish with no eye?
I don't know.
Fish. To which I responded, for that last joke, did you mean fish? And she goes, sigh, stupid autocorrect.
I get it now. Fish. Gotcha.
Hilarious.
Whoa.
All right, me. Noah kept me up late last night.
Oh, yeah, it did. I'm done.
Okay.
Next.
Oh,
anybody?
The next Joker person?
Oh, we thought you were queuing up the next joke.
No, I said there was two, and that was it.
I can't count.
Clearly.
Neither can I. Okay. Let me see here. Oh, we have an email we should read, but I'll get back to that.
Yep. From Kiki?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think we read these, so I'm going to try them, and you'll let me know.
Okay.
These are from Tyler.
Okay.
Durden?
No.
No.
He's not real.
What did Cinderella Sea Lion wear to the ball?
Glass flippers?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Points. what did the fish say when he got caught in seaweed?
This sucks balls.
Kelp. Kelp.
It's going to go for I'm fucked now.
What do a pair of suspenders and a bank robbery have in common?
They're both involved in a holdup?
Close. They're both holdups.
Hey!
Points! Hey-o.
Can you get points for that?
Points.
All right, great.
Where do Eskimos keep all their money? Every single cent.
Oh, I know this one.
I have every single cent.
Let me buzz in. The snowbank?
Points!
Oh.
Are you laughing? What are you laughing at, Tim?
Laughing that I got it right and that Andy is wounded by that punchline. Both things conspired to make me happy.
That was awful.
Awfully hilarious.
No.
Hilarious.
All right, is it my turn?
As much as ever will be, or something.
Thank you, Yoda.
You are welcome.
These 10 laughs come from Dean. I don't think we've done them before, so here we go. A very old man goes to see his doctor. Doc, I can't pee! Well, how old are you? 104! You've peed enough.
I did not see that as where it was going.
Neither did I, which is why I liked it. Three guys are sitting on the curb, and they haven't eaten in days. A decidedly unattractive woman leans out of a second-story window. I've got a table full of food for any of you who come up and fuck me. Two of them look at each other and choose slow death by starvation, but the third goes upstairs. The woman's even more objectively unattractive close up. Ready when you are, Poppy. Okay, but you'll have to close your eyes while I fuck you. Losing his nerve, he grabs a corn on the cob from the buffet, does the deed, and tosses it out the window. God, you're so big! Do me again! Okay, but keep your eyes closed. He grabs another corn on the cob, violates her again, and tosses it out the window. That was great! You can eat all you want! He gorges himself and quickly makes an exit back to his two friends. That was horrible, but I was so hungry. Yeah, we were worried about you, but thanks for throwing us that hot, buttery corn.
Oh, God, no! No!
How did Ray Charles find his kids at their high school graduation?
I don't know!
By reading the acne.
Jesus.
No.
Did you hear about the dyslexic proctologist neurologist?
No.
He sticks his finger in your ear?
No, he had shit for brains.
Oh. Man, whose vagina juice smells like butter? Or tastes like butter?
I don't know.
Ask me, because I have the answer. I'm just kidding.
Mary Curie. Little known facts from science.
Kim Kardashian.
Mmm. That tastes like Kanye's butter now.
Is that really so bad?
Kim Kardashian or...
They're just, you know, eating corn with someone's vagina juice on it. If it tastes buttery.
I think the problem is, what's making it taste buttery?
Sex?
Theoretically, there's no dairy down there, so...
You think it's, what, yeast?
There shouldn't be any dairy down there.
But, you know, maybe she just eats lots of butter and just comes out.
Ladies, if you can milk your vag, you should go see someone. Doctor, circus sideshow, someone.
Helpful advice from the Tancast podcast.
Yep.
Helpful was in quotes.
Don't milk that vag.
The more you know.
And it's just N-O.
The more you nope.
The more you... No! No!
Oh! All right, so Noah, you have a much sexier voice than I, so do you want to read the Tancast listener email?
Okay.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here!
Tancast listener email!
All right, This is from Kira. She goes,
I believe she prefers Kiki.
Yeah, she does. My bad. It's always at the end of the email, so I always get confused.
Oh, it's a two-person email. It's from Harry and Kiki.
Oh, mm-hmm. And it's right below the first part. So I fucked it up. Anyways.
Stop Kiki. Fucking it up!
Hello, Tanners. Or the Tanner family.
Oh, shit! Do I get to be Uncle Jesse?
Sure, why not?
No, I'd be Joey. Noah would be Uncle Jesse. And Andy is Bob Saget.
I was going to make a joke about Andy being fat, but I'm not going to do that, because you are not Fandy. You're not fat, Andy. You're a wonderful human being.
I am pleasantly plump. Thank you.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, even on TV.
Think of that trip down memory lane there, Tim.
Thanks for that rockified version.
You got
that's
it, dude.
That's how the dude sings it.
Like he's taking a poop.
He's got a gravelly voice.
Yep.
This old world's confusing me. Yeah! In the back, sing along. Rock!
Tim sings the hits.
Tim sings the 80s TGIF theme songs.
That should be our new theme song. Since we're Tancast and we're the Tanners, we should play the Full House theme song, and no one will fucking get it unless they hear this episode.
They might get it.
As days go by. Ooh, that was shit. That was shit.
All right, it's okay. You can fix it with autotune.
What's
bye?
What's that?
Just
one?
Just like Kanye.
What's what?
What was that song?
That was the chorus of the Full House song.
Hey everybody, it's Tim, the T in the corrections department. Podcaster Tim is actually singing the chorus from the Family Matters theme song, not the Full House theme song. So remember, Tim Babb's a fucking idiot. Back to the show.
Anyway, back to Kiki and Harry's email.
All right, here we go.
We made it past the first two words. Now let's keep going.
Hello, Tanners. Kiki and Harry here. We first wanted to wish the fathers of Tancast a happy Father's Day. With all of Noah's dick jokes, we're sure he'll be a father in no time.
Who's to say he's not? That's spreading his seed like Johnny Appleseed all across the country. Little Noah apples growing.
That's to say, the more like, do I want a child? The more I think about it, the more I'm thinking, I don't know if I do.
Well, Noah, then you got to stop making it rain over Kansas.
Well, as long as no one's
that's
doing
a big dick joke.
As long as no one's doing headstands with no panties on, we're good to go. Speaking, well, I don't know if I'll mention it and Tim can say no, I don't want to talk about that. But we were talking about, I was asking Tim if he's done with kids, and he's like, yeah. I'm like, are you gonna get cut? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I mean, you can just come on everything. It's okay.
Yep.
It's okay, ladies.
Jim goes to Cinnabon. Hey, you want frosting on that? No.
It's okay. I'm snipped.
I got a handle.
Exactly. Don't worry about it. That sperm ain't going to impregnate shit. So just wipe it off your sandwich and keep eating.
We can both sit in a hot tub together. You can sit in the toilet seat that came on. You'll be okay.
Everything's good.
Anyways,
don't worry about it. Just push it out of the side and use the rest of the holy water.
Oh. I was going with Tim's just going to hang it out the window and jerk it on his drive to work, but
I was like, oh wait, I got to make this horrible. How can I make this the most horrible? Ah, yes.
It's okay, baby. It's vegan now.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm not allowed back in the gymboree?
Oh, dear.
She's sick. She can't get pregnant anyways. But even if she could, I'm snipped.
This was double safe.
Oh,
this is terrible. Oh. Anyways.
Oh, I got to see if I can find it. But somebody at work sent me a picture of an ad newspaper or something. Somebody taking a photo of that was a special filter to give you pure vegan water. And it filters out all of the tiny microbes and like whatever spores, or it's like there's absolutely nothing at all living in the water that you're drinking. I was like, first of all, that's stupid. Second of all, that's stupid. And third of all, that's like saying these beets are vegan because before we planted them, we slaughtered all the cows that were living in that field first.
Well, no, because like there's stuff in the water that could be living. It's not like because cows are next to beets, they're living in the beet.
Well, no, this thing specifically says like it kills everything and then removes it so you don't accidentally get some of it in you.
Right.
Right, you're not accidentally eat a cow in the beets, so that would be a silly comparison.
Well, this is never, it's never even touched the beets because we killed them all. Left them in a big pile next to the beets.
Okay. Yes, that is late. I will give you that.
Thank you. Just agree with me and move on.
So,
shows go quicker.
Kiki, how are we doing reading your email? You like it so far? We stopped to do a little Full House. We stopped to do a little jizz. We stopped to do a little vegan bashing. And now we're back.
We were hoping to get some advice from you three. Harry's going to be working for... Please chicken sound the name... Oh. Out. Helps if you pre-read these emails. But Tim will take care of that. So he's working for his place soon. As much as we don't want to move from beautiful Colorado, we have to relocate. We were given a list of potential cities, and we were told to choose our top three. And here's the list. In alphabetical? No. Yeah, alphabetical order. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, Atlanta, Buffalo, Dallas, Jacksonville, Memphis, Nashville, Franklin, parentheses Franklin, Oakland, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Portland, Richmond or Baltimore, St. Louis, Seattle. We picked out Portland and Seattle so far and are unsure of the third, but are thinking about Oakland. We're looking for a safe city with good public transportation, as we don't have a car. Any thoughts? Suggestion thoughts would be great. Also, how the heck do you move across country without costing an arm or leg? Andy, is it better to sell what you have and buy new use once you're moved, or do you have to, or do you pay to move what you absolutely need? We know we will be moving early August and have until January 2015 to move. Pay will be comparable to the cost of living, so no worries there. Thank you for the show. Keeps us laughing at inappropriate moments on a weekly basis, mostly the right light rail, Harry and Kiki.
Well, you can cross Atlanta right the fuck off for public transportation, yes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, if you live way inside the perimeter, there's a decent bus system. There's light rail that could be a lot bigger, and they're putting in new streetcars in certain areas. But, like you really need to check and make sure that you're going to be in one of the, like those streetcars and the Beltline and whatever. Yeah, because if you go outside the perimeter, especially if you go outside the perimeter to the northwest, there is fuck all for mass transportation.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'm mostly going to talk about Oakland and Portland, because that's what I know. But you can talk about Atlanta, baby.
I just did.
Is it safe?
Atlanta?
Yeah. Is it safe?
It's secret.
Is it safe?
Is what safe?
Is it safe?
Is what safe? Yes.
I've never seen that movie.
Me either. I've only seen parodies of it. In fact, I don't even know what movie I'm referring to.
It's the Running
Marathon
Man.
Oh,
Marathon Man. Sorry. I got Running Man and Marathon Man ass backwards, although one is an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. And I've seen both of them.
I can speak on Oakland. So here's what I would say about Oakland. The places that are really safe are not really close to public transportation. Meaning, like, you know, they have nicer places kind of up in the hills and kind of far, you know, far away. I mean, I don't know a ton about Oakland, but from what I've seen, there is, you know, there's some crime mixed in. Public transportation is not great, but it's not terrible either. It kind of depends on where you want to go. Like, if you want to go anywhere that's along the BART line, you're pretty good. Anywhere in the city, I don't know if it's going to be great. They just have buses and BART. They don't have, like, Muni like we have in the city. I would say probably city is a little bit better public transportation. But then again, I don't live there.
For people who live outside of the city, Muni is like streetcar, like surface-level light rail. BART is light rail that's like more like express stops.
It's more like a subway.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's not a subway, but it's more like a subway than light rail.
Than a light rail, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, what's weird about Muni, though, is Muni is the light rail, but it's also the bus system. Like, it's all this under this one kind of thing.
That's true. Yeah, they also do have, like, regular buses and electrified buses. And
now, what I would say, and this is just from visiting, Portland, I think, seems pretty great. Like, it seems fairly safe. The public transportation seems pretty good, but also they have a great that's a great to bike in. You can bike or walk across all the bridges. They're light rail. You can take bikes on. In San Francisco, BART, you can take bikes on, but it's like they have, you know, very limited spots, and it can get pretty crowded, so it can be kind of hard to get your bike on there. And the Muni, you can only take bikes on the bus, not the light rail ones, which is lame. And there's a lot of hills, so it's like, yeah, it'd be nice if I could put my bike on here. I mean, I don't care, but a lot of people bitch about biking the hills. Portland's very green. Houses are cheap. It's got good food. I would say there's some similarities between Portland and San Francisco, but not like the kind of crowdedness. It doesn't seem as fast paced either. I don't know. Andy, what were your impressions of your brief time there?
I liked Portland. Yeah, it's definitely pretty. It's definitely, I mean, it's Pacific Northwest, so it's going to be greener than you're used to in Colorado.
Here's a fact I learned. Most of Oregon is a desert. I did not know that. Like, I've only seen, like, Portland, mostly, and I'm like, oh, this is beautiful and green, and then someone's showing me a map, and I'm like, yep, this is, like, where we are over here, and this is all the rest of Oregon. I'm like, that's rather brown.
Yeah, I've driven through that shit. I think I talked about it here. I was like, I was driving from, like, the coast of Oregon all the way to Nevada in a single day, because I had to do a show in Oregon at night, and then the next night I had to do a show in Nevada. So I'm driving through, and like, I'm on the road, and it's just so fucking flat and nothing going on that I could see for miles and miles around me that there's no one else on the road. Just nothing. Just not.
Yeah, I've been on roads like that. It's a hell of a thing.
It is. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Then you pass a dairy farm. Well, no, those are the miles of flat. What the fuck in Texas?
Oh, yeah, there was no dairy farms.
Yeah, you pass a dairy farm in Texas, and it's like, oh, good, there's stench to break up the emptiness.
Now my nose is filled with things.
Yeah.
Another thing about Oakland is because it's getting so expensive in the city, a lot of people are moving over to Oakland, which is also driving up the price of rent in Oakland as well.
Gentrification!
Oh. I mean, I don't think it's going up as fast as San Francisco, but it's definitely like there are people who are shifting over there who can't afford to live here anymore or just don't want to, which, you know, makes sense. Oakland's got some good places to eat. It's, you know, it's got some nice parts.
There's also Oaksterdam.
Yes. Yeah, I would do some research. Like, I don't know crime statistics compared to, like, Portland or Oakland. You get the impression that Oakland's a little dangerous just from people I know that live there and from the news. But, you know, that could be perception and not reality.
I've heard, and this is all anecdotal, that Oakland's gotten better and Berkeley's gotten worse.
I heard in Oakland people started hiring their own private security because the cops weren't really being effective.
Wow.
In certain areas, I think. I'll have to look that up. But, yeah, maybe that's true about Berkeley. I mean, it'd probably be more on the edge, I would imagine, but maybe not. Like, kind of where Oakland meets Berkeley. Oh, there's an NPR story on this that's 4 minutes long. I'll have to listen to it later, and I'll provide a link.
You should put a link to it in the show notes so that she can listen to it.
There you go.
Here's something I'll point out. Jacksonville, Florida, 2.5 hours from Disney World. Something to think about.
There is that.
Unfortunately, is that. You will live in Florida, where all of America's crazy lives. Well, not all, but 99% of America's crazy comes out of Florida.
Yeah, you have to live with Floridians.
Yeah, I don't know anything else about any of the other places, unless you guys want to chime in.
My wife's been to Memphis a couple of times and says she absolutely loves the barbecue there. She's also happy about how close it is to Allatoona, which is, I guess, a place where you can go gambling on riverboats. So if you're into that shit. But it is another southern city, so I'm guessing Memphis probably has about the same public transportation as Atlanta.
You think that's a southern thing?
It's definitely a, well, brown people ride the bus thing.
Oh, that's another thing about Oakland is it's kind of spread out, so I don't know how walkable it is, like, depending on where you are, of how easy, like, oh, I just want to go to the grocery store, I can just easily walk. I've heard people complain about that, like, oh, it's not really convenient to walk to a grocery store because there isn't one near me.
My wife and kid are in Pittsburgh right now, so I can ask them what the public transportation is like.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely support Portland. The only reason I don't like Portland is because it's not very diverse. Like, yeah, it's from what I've been there, so I'm like, there's a lot of white people here. Which is not a bad thing, but not exactly
what I'm looking for. Richard, Kiki, and Harry are white, so they'll be all set. All right.
Oakland is definitely more diverse, and it feels like people kind of talk to each other more there. Like, they kind of get to know their neighbor, at least from a few of my friends. It's more of a community, I would say. And Portland may be the same. But it's definitely, I don't feel the same in San Francisco, but it's also kind of like how you are. Like, do you reach out to people, and try to be like, hey, neighbor, I bought you some cookies.
Pittsburgh also has a really sweet science museum, if that's something you're into.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and so, plus in Oakland, you're really near the city, which, city's pretty great, I will say.
The whole, steel and coal section of the Great Lakes area, well, it may just be me and the industry I'm in, but Detroit and Cleveland and Pittsburgh, all of those. I don't know how I'd feel about working there just because I don't, or moving there because I don't know what's going to happen over the next 10 or 20 years. Are the cities going to, rebound and go back into growth mode, or is it going to continue to be sort of an exodus of the young towards more southern cities like Austin and Atlanta and whatnot. Chattanooga's actually growing pretty fast, I hear.
Choo-choo!
But they got a big tech sector, so it may just be their tech sector's growing fast.
Ah, okay, so according to the people my wife is staying with in Pittsburgh, public transportation could be better. It's not that great. There you go.
Mm. Okay.
Good to know.
I was about to say, could be better, because I think the public transportation in the city could be better. It's pretty good. It's just hard to get from depending on where you are in the city. If you want to get to another part of the city, sometimes you have to go kind of out of your way. You have to go down this way and then back up this way. It's like, well, it'd be nice if there's someone that went directly there.
Yeah. Why can't I just go across?
Yeah. Which is what a bike is good for, but then you have to deal with those hills.
Yeah. There's that. So I don't know what we think should be your third after Portland and Seattle.
So that was a lot of rambling. For no specific good answer.
I don't know if she wanted us to decide for her. I think she just wanted information. So I feel like we gave her some information.
Yeah.
Andy, talk about moving cross country.
So we kind of cheated, and my wife's company moved her across country. So I kind of came along for free. So
weren't you both working for the same company?
Well, we were after she got the move offer. Moving me was not part of my working there. Moving me was I was marrying her and she was getting the relocation offer.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Chicken Noise Company is not going to move them across country.
I mean, here's what I would say. I would say probably get rid of most of your stuff, especially if you haven't used it in a while. And then if you really need it, this will make my life easier, then buy it again or sell it or, to get rid of it. I don't know how you guys live, but generally I find people have way more stuff than they actually need and actually use. Like stuff that's sitting in a box somewhere they haven't looked at in a year. I would say you probably can get rid of that.
We've got so much of that. It seems like every month more arrives. no, we have enough things.
And in general, I try to live by the motto of if I bring something into the house, I take something out of the house to kind of keep a control on the stuff that I have.
Oh.
Whoa, what's going on? Tim? Andy, what's going on?
It's a Tim
thing. I'm destroying this bag of empty chips! Die, chips!
Diabolical. Yeah, so that's how we moved across the country without it costing an arm or a leg. It was somebody else's arm and someone else's leg.
What is the name of that? The student... Starving students.
Movers?
Yeah. They'll pack up your shit in a truck and move it wherever.
Like across the country, wherever?
I think so.
Wow.
I could be wrong.
I mean, you could also rent a U-Haul. Although, I guess it's way more expensive to drive it one way than it is to drive it both ways for some reason.
Well, not when it's across the country.
Maybe I'm thinking of rental cars that are that way. I know there's something where if you drive it, if you don't return it back to the location, it ends up actually costing you more or costing a lot more than...
Well, right, but I'm saying if you actually drove it across the country, driving it all the way back would negate the work, would negate the savings of...
In, like, because of gas?
Right, but, like, if it's an in-town move, or, you know, it was something like what I did where I moved from San Jose to Redwood City, if I returned it in Redwood City, it would have cost a lot more.
Got it.
Oh, no. If I returned it, well, never mind. It got all fucked up when I moved.
Okay.
I had to rent from a completely separate place, and so I returned it to that completely separate place, so it saved me money because it was so local, like it was less than 60 miles, my move.
Mm-hmm.
But if it had been more than that, if it had been a lot of miles, like, you know, moving from Colorado to any one of these cities, driving it back, you would have lost money in gas and whatnot getting it back.
Yeah, the other thing to consider is if you take a U-Haul, especially if you're going Colorado to Portland, you're taking a truck the size of which you're probably not used to driving, at least familiar with driving, and trying to go over the Rockies with that.
Ooh.
Yeah, the I remember Rockies. Trying to go over the what are the mountains outside of L.A.?
Oh, the really tall, it's the Grapevine.
Right.
Is
that the name of the mountains?
I think it's just the roadway at the end where it's like super steep.
Well, whatever. Having to take a U-Haul over that was not my favorite thing.
Yeah, I can see where that would pucker you.
Did you get puckered?
No, I was puckered all up.
Were you like, did you breathe like a sigh of relief? Like when you're done, you're like,
It can get gusty up in there too.
In fact, I think I sidestepped it the first time. I drove down 101. Like, fuck it. I'll add an extra hour to my time just to skip this.
I don't know that the windy coastal roads would be happier for me than going over those fucking mountains.
Windy is not as bad to me as, you know, going up with this big heavy truck. I think I can't. Nope, can't. Bye.
My shit is wrecked.
But I think on the way back, I don't know why I got bolder on the way back. Because I was leaving L.A., I was sad about it. I was like, who cares if I die?
I'm driving away from my dreams. I may as well plummet to my doom.
That's a hard thing to do, make that move in one day. But we did it both times.
Mm.
Packed up the house, you know, got movers to help us pack up the house in the morning. Drove 6 hours to L.A., got movers to help us unpack when we got there. Same thing in reverse on the way back. Booyah.
Wow.
Now, if you're not Kiki... The last half hour has not been interesting, so let's talk about something else.
All right.
maybe they're thinking of a move, too. I'm like, I was going to move to Oakland, and now they're like, maybe not.
That is a pretty big maybe.
My boss grew up in Buffalo, and I heard about how much it snows in Buffalo. I would not live in Buffalo. Then again,
well,
coming from Colorado.
Shuffle off to Buffalo.
Did Andy and I just have the same thought?
Yeah, I think so.
Neato torpedo.
I know. Talking next.
They're like you guys are like the two guys in the movie.
22 Jump Street.
Haven't seen that yet.
It is pretty hilarious.
Did see Maleficent.
Maleficent?
Maleficent. Ooh, he's got a review.
I do.
Tancast movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
I seen a whole bunch of shit, but that was the only one that was in theaters.
And how did you like Maleficent?
Maleficent was good. My wife and son really, really liked it. I saw a couple of points where it was like, they could have been more interesting. Like, if you're trying to show the other side of a villain's tale, they could have made her, you know, like, more villainous, and then, there would have been more redemption, as opposed to just, like, oh, she's angry and misunderstood.
Ah.
But it was good. And they had the guy who played Helen Mad Murdock in the A-Team movies, and Vikas in District 9.
Uh-huh.
As the good king, who was very, very different in this movie than he was in Sleeping Beauty. Special effects were good. I'd say it was good family fare. I think it could have been more interesting with slightly better writing.
Okay.
And somehow Angelina Jolie pulls off having massive horns grown out of the top of her head without being like, "Huh, you're hideous."
But.
Like, oh, I guess you're hot enough for horns. Okay. The horns are great. Gives you something to grab a hold of. Like handles. Noah coughed over that joke.
Sorry.
It's okay. Tim will hear it in the edit.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'll edit that in to the edit so that it sounds like I laughed at your joke.
Just assume it was funny.
I always do. Not.
No. He shit on your face.
I think I mentioned it, but I didn't talk about either of them. On the way to and from Portland, I saw Ender's Game and Anchorman 2 for the first time on the plane.
Oh, and how were those shits?
Ender's Game should have been a miniseries. There was two. So I read the book, and there was still so much in the movie where I was like, fuck, if you didn't read the book, there is like... They're like, well, now we're over here. Okay, where is over there? You didn't do anything to establish that, like, why they just went from here to there. Like, I don't know what that place is. I don't know what people are doing there. There was also a lot more, like, nuance and sort of growth of the characters. So, like, stuff that happens towards the end of the movie is, like, less just pulled out of somebody's ass and more like, oh, okay, so that's why he feels this way or reacts this way. Or, you know, it's more impactful, less like, yay, we won, and more like... Oh, fuck. Which is sort of there's a gut punch in the book. And I'm trying to talk around it, even though that book is fucking old, to not spoil anything. But Anchorman 2 was funny. Like, it was fun to see more content. I actually think that the stuff that they cut out of Anchorman 1 and made that, like, Anchorman 1.5 out of, may have been funnier than Anchorman 2 was. And some of that may have just been because there was, like, one scene where, like they were trying to be funny with racism, but instead it was just, like, racist for a long-ass time. And I'm not a big fan of, like, cringe comedy. I'm not a super huge fan of, like, oh, this made me feel uncomfortable. Now I'm full of giggle joy time. It's more of... This comedy's making me feel uncomfortable. I want to go do something else. If I want to feel uncomfortable, I can go, like, fart in church or something.
Good times.
Yeah, so there was a long-ass drug-out scene that made me feel like, I could really be doing anything but this. And if Delta's little, like, built-in screen thing had a more reliable fast-forward function, I would fast-forward this scene. Even if there's important plot points to get brought up later from this scene, I'll fucking live with it. But overall, it was funny. It was very on the nose with, like, the state of news as entertainment today. But still, even if it's on the nose, it's like, fuck, you're right. It's awful. Did I see anything else new? Oh, I watched Machete Kills.
Machete.
Oh,
that's pretty funny.
It was. It was.
And the trailer for the next Machete movie is pretty funny.
I'm watching that trailer, and it's just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? And then you spend the rest of the movie with them setting up the trailer as like, oh, just out of nowhere. So when you watch the trailer, it's like, okay, that's just fucking insane. And then you watch Machete, and slowly it grows insaner. And you realize, oh, okay, the sequel makes perfect sense now. Oh, I also watched Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, which is available on streaming on Netflix, and is high fucking hilarious. And I do love me some Alan Tudyk. But also the guy who plays, I think he's Dale, and I think it's the guy who plays Tucker. He was in a TV show called Reaper that got canceled way too fucking soon. And he is also hilarious, but I can never remember that dude's name.
Kevin Smith was involved. Like, I think he did the first episode of Reaper. Which is what got me watching it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, I love the dude who played the devil in Reaper.
Oh, yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff. I see him every once in a while. I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy from Reaper.
Taylor Labine, L-A-B-I-N-E.
Yeah.
He also had a bit part in Planet of the Apes. And I am excited to see the sequel.
Meh.
Come on, Tim, it's post-apocalypse with monkeys. Not monkeys, apes.
That can talk.
Yes.
They can talk. I can sing.
Simpsons.
Dr. Zaius.
Rock me, Dr. Zaius.
I think you're crazy. I want a second opinion. You're all so lazy. Dr. Zaius.
Me and Tim saw movies.
What did you guys see?
We saw 22 Jump Street.
Ooh. How was it?
good.
I still haven't seen 21
about it in our rambling review.
All right.
To me, one of the funniest things is the one thing that Tim got indignant about, that, like, wow, I can't believe this.
That was some bullshit. To me, one of the funniest things was Ice Cube. God damn.
I love that in the Lego Movie, Superman and the Green Lantern are those two guys. Channing Tatum and, fuck, his name just fell out of my head again. Jonah Hill. Thank you.
Oh, is Tim... point out something, this is not to do with the movie, but just in general, he's like, Jonah Hill is always so awkward he gets interviewed. And they were watching something else, like, he wasn't even on the stage for that long. I'm like, yeah, he's just awkward. He's just like, yeah. And if you have a chance, look up Jonah Hill telling his story about Morgan Freeman. It's pretty funny.
All right.
Like the time, I think the only time he met Morgan Freeman.
I think I'm just going to wait for Tim to put in the link noise here.
Oh, I'm putting in shit.
Oh, damn it.
Fine. Because we talk about it in the other thing, so I was going to put the link noise here. You know what? Fuck it. You got to wait for the other one. Yeah, I'll put the link noise in that one. How you like that, bitch?
All right.
Bitch.
All right.
Oh, no. No. Grumpf. Ah!
All right.
So we saw some trailers at the beginning of the movie. One is for that new movie. What is the name of that movie, Tim, where they upload the video to the cloud?
Sex Tape.
Yes.
Yes. And I was like, that premise seems ridiculous. And then we saw a trailer where Seth Rogen and what's the other guy's name?
James Franco.
James Franco play like spies, and they're going to kill Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, that premise seems ridiculous too, but I kind of want to see that.
That movie is already banned in North Korea. Calling it now.
It just, I mean, Seth Rogen and James Franco together, it seemed like a pretty good team, and it looked entertaining. They are like, you know, 2014 version of, like, you know, the two dumb friends, like, you know, those buddy comedy movies.
I kind of see them as our generation's Cheech and Chong. They're the new stoner comedy pair.
I feel like they're a little more mainstream than Cheech and Chong, though.
I think being stoned is just more mainstream. Pot is,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Maybe pot is just more mainstream.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong brought it to us.
We saw the trailer for Dumb and... Dumb and Dumber 2.
But wait, before we get off Sex Tape, why is no one acknowledging that Jason Segel looks fucking freaky now?
Does he look freaky?
Does
he? The way he lost weight and his face looks fucking weird.
His face always looked weird. He has this Cro-Magnon forehead.
But he had an aesthetic going, look, I'm just that goofy plump guy. Now he's just weird looking. And no one's saying anything. And it bothers me.
Maybe no one else thinks he looks weird.
Anytime an actress drops a pound or changes her hair color or fucking does something, people are like, oh, look at this actress. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking, he's fucking weird looking now and no one's saying shit. He's weird. God damn
it. I don't think he lost that much weight.
But his face looks fucking weird.
All right.
He looks like Chris, what the fuck is his name? The guy who played Captain America in the beginning part of Captain America before when they CGI'd him to make him look all skinny. Like, the whole time you're like, this is just off. That's what I feel like watching Jason Segel. What is his fucking name? Chris...
Pine.
Plumber.
No, not Pine.
No, not Chris Pine. I'm thinking of Chris Hemsworth, but that's not him. That's Thor.
Yep.
Maybe his name's not Chris.
It's not.
Anyway, that's what he looks like. All right, now you can talk about whatever. Evans! His goddamn name is Chris Evans!
I thought you were talking about the body double. I was like, that's weird that they got another Chris to play the body double.
No.
For Chris Evans. I've been sitting on that fucking name the whole time. I just misunderstood what you were looking for.
I think he looks handsome, Tim.
No, he looks weird. Jason Segel, you look weird.
I can just stare into those big brown eyes all day. In fact, I'm going to. Please continue the show.
So Dumb and Dumber 2.
Don't listen to the haters, Jason.
There's only one. This is the only voice in the darkness that's going to tell you that Jason Segel looks weird now.
No, Jason, you look good without the extra weight. Now whip your dick out again.
You look good, boy. Work it. You get to be sexy with you know, woman, blonde,
Cameron
hot.
Diaz.
Yeah, her. yeah. So that movie doesn't look good. Dumb and Dumber 2. To me,
sad.
At least from the trailer. I mean, maybe you'll be surprised because Tim was like, if you look at the trailer for the first Dumb and Dumber, it does not look good.
That is true.
So yeah,
that's all I got.
I reserve my judgment. Right. But I don't think I saw a trailer that I was like really excited for.
Well, I saw two Disney movies over the past 2 weeks. I saw Frozen, which was
good.
Let
it go. Let it go.
So I didn't like... Have you seen it, Andy?
We own it. Yes, I've seen it.
And have you seen it, Noah?
No.
Okay. Well, the ending, how they resolve the there needs to be a sacrifice for true love or whatever, or true love, a heart. For the, I can't remember what the wordage is, but you need to make a sacrifice for true love in order to save the day kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
How they resolve that is interesting, but I felt they should have flipped who sacrificed. Because I felt like that character, which as much screen time is spent on that character, doesn't get any sort of redemption, really.
Hmm.
Whereas the person who does do the sacrificing got plenty of other moments where that person was putting others ahead of that person. That is hard to keep that shit gender neutral. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, well, it must have just been based on the Hans Christian Andersen. Like, they weren't going to be able to make that big a change to it. Holy fuck, this is nothing like the Hans Christian Andersen story. The only thing that's similar is there's an ice queen and there's a castle and people go to it. Like, I think that was the only thing they took from that story. There's no sisters. There's... Whoops. I just knocked Batman over.
That's cray-cray.
How is my gender neutrality itself a spoiler? There are several characters that are both male and female. No, they're not both male and female. There are male and female characters, and so I'm not saying who's doing what.
Did you look underneath the reindeer? It's subtle, but it's there. I mean, they're both there.
Stop it. And the other movie I saw was Saving Mr. Banks.
That's the Tom Hanks Disney Disneyfication of the story of Mary Poppins, right?
Yes, it's definitely interesting, but man, they make P.L. Travers out to be just a cantankerous cur.
Tim did not like her.
Well, I didn't like the way they characterized her because I've never met her, but I don't think she was that bad.
Well, I mean, she hated the Mary Poppins movie in real life.
Yeah, they don't tell you that part.
Yeah, I didn't figure they would.
I mean, they do have a point at the end of the movie of her saying never again, like I'm never going to let another of my properties get made into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make it sound like because this movie was so awful. It was more like because this experience was so awful. But they make it seem like she liked the movie.
Mm.
But they don't ever actually outright have her say she liked the movie. So they didn't technically lie.
Which is the best kind of not lying.
But the backstory of her family, whew, it's very sad. Like, and the way they, Man of Steel style, kept intercutting it, the flashbacks with the movie with the story you're watching. However, she didn't snap anybody's neck at the end.
All right.
That'd be hilarious.
You're going to have to kill me, Cal.
She just snaps Robert Sherman's neck at the end. Yuck!
Walt Disney's. Just out of nowhere.
Tom Hanks did a really good Walt Disney, though.
Yeah?
I mean, like, you can't not hear Tom Hanks' voice, especially if you are familiar with Walt Disney's voice in your head. Like, but there's moments where I was like, ooh, he really captured he really captured a lot of his mannerisms.
Good, good.
Especially in this one really quiet scene towards the end of the movie. I'm like, wow, that's to be playing the emotion of what he's playing, but also still evoking Walt Disney as much as he is, very impressive. Because, like, it's easy to do an impression like Saturday Night Live style where you're making jokes.
Yeah.
But when it's a serious scene and you're still invoking the person, impressive. So, if I'm going to do a watch this, not that, I'm going to say watch Saving Mr. Banks and not Frozen. Because you've already seen the part of the movie that everybody's seen, that fucking Let It Go song, which is head and shoulders the best thing in the movie.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And then you got the snowman guy, and then you got the guy and his reindeer. And then way down, you got the two lead sisters. Which is not to say they were bad. It was just, you know, they weren't amazing.
Then you got that confusing scene where it's like, why are you bringing these little rock trolls into it? And why are they singing now?
Oh, my gosh. That was so random. I'm like, what? Why do we have to have this now?
Oh, and why is the dude with the reindeer? Why did they adopt the dude with the reindeer? Where's his family? That's never established. He just wanders into the rock trolls, and apparently the rock trolls keep him. You know what that teaches
me?
Don't let my kid get near rocks.
Disney hates parents.
It does.
There's one point where the Frozen girls' parents are like, we'll be right back. I'm like, oh, no! No! And then they're in a boat. I was like, oh, God! And the boat just fucking gets swallowed by the sea. I was like, son of a bitch!
So you're saying they didn't come right back?
No, they did not.
No.
Oh. No, as soon as the parents were going off without the kids, I was like, "Oh shit!"
Saying we'll be right back in a Disney movie is like doing it in a horror movie.
Only if you're a parent.
Well, yes.
Especially if you're a mother. Sometimes they'll leave the dad around just to be ineffectual, but they will kill that mother.
If you say "I love you" to your children in a Disney movie, you are dead. If you don't,
unless you're a
fine.
Shitty parent, then you can. Yeah, yeah. Only shitty parents can stick around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've gone a little bit long.
Noah's always goes a little long.
Despite the fact that we didn't do a worst movie ever this week.
I suck.
Worst movie ever.
So we should still wrap it up.
All right. I did see a bad one, but it's not
Andy,
the worst one.
How was your week?
We never really got to that, did we?
No, we didn't.
And we had 2 weeks to cover, and we missed them all.
My week was a mystery to you and to everyone else.
Tim did ask me about Portland. He's like, oh, you didn't tell me about Portland. I'm like, we'll talk about Tancast.
Well, I don't know. Well, fucking, you spent plenty of time talking about Portland and for Kiki's email.
Oh, while in beautiful Portland, be sure to visit Tommy O's. Good food.
Good fucks. Good fun.
There's a place called Pine Street Biscuit. Delicious. There's also a place called Screen Door, which I did not try, and it has a long wait, but everyone I mentioned it to said it was worth it.
Yeah, we didn't go there, but so everyone there was talking about Screen Door.
Oh, well, when I was in Portland a few years ago, I went to a little place called Subway, and they had some excellent sandwiches.
Excellent.
Me and Tim went to a sandwich/hookah place in Redwood City, in case you were looking for that in your life.
Yes, because I always
like
smoked meats.
Let's all point to the person who sucks at wrapping it up.
Tim, I had a smoked meat joke there, and now it's gone.
Wait, you stumbled over it. They sucked at wrapping up your sandwich?
No, you suck at wrapping up this fucking joke.
They did. They say, Tim, your sandwich is almost ready.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, it was still like another couple minutes away. I'm like, well, what the fuck? I don't need to ready myself. Like, I don't have any prep work I gotta do. I'm just gonna keep sitting here.
Prepare your salivary glands.
Tim, your sandwich is almost ready. All right, let me know when it's actually ready. Then I'll get off the stool. You guys sell bottled water? Yeah, it's in that fridge. Okay, there's no bottled water in the fridge. No, it's in the fridge. Okay, take a look. Oh, there's no bottled water in there. Hey, how about that? Sir, someone said wearing my pants just fucking said that.
Tim's an angry little man.
I do get angry about inconsequential shit.
All right. Remember, come back to me.
This week I hate it when we have to come back to Noah.
You're doing it like a podcaster who can't remember how to do his sign off.
Remember, never trust Noah to watch a bad movie that week.
Or Andy.
Motherfuckers. Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend. Tancast. I think we should do like maybe a couple more of these and be done.
I think you're right.
I'm okay with that.
Like maybe one more.
If there's any movie that the listeners think we absolutely need to get into this worst movie ever thing that we haven't done yet, you should send it to us in the next couple weeks, and then we're going to just move on to start wheedling this down until we get to the number one.
And so at that point, are we just going to be like, this movie or that movie? Or are we going to rehash like
kind of
a point?
If we've got extra jokes to make, we can make them. If not, we'll just, like this one or that one.
Got it.
Kind of like how the Mean Dog guys used to do it when they would do these tournaments. Like the first round would be most of the talking and debating and discussing, and then the next couple rounds it would be less.
Except I wonder if it'd be funny to like find like a bad review about the movie and then read that, and that would be your closing argument.
Or like those little blurb comments, like on IMDb or Amazon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's not a super long thing.
Got it. I like it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Have a week.
You have 2 weeks. But cram them into 1 week so it's really busy.
Yeah. Don't sleep. Sleep is for the weak.
All right, I'm going to start recording now.
Excellent. I'm glad that we... No, I think the live read-through went pretty well. There was a point where I stumbled over my lines, but you guys picked it up well.